The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right. We are looking for trouble, because if you can find trouble and you can steer clear of it, well, you can avoid big problems. And what is troubling is stocks that you might go, oh, I should be buying it. There's a good reason to buy it, when it turns out then to disappoint you. And at New Constructs, they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And typically, what winds up being attractive is something that on the surface doesn't look so good. In other words, the market hasn't recognized the real value of the company because it thinks bad things are happening. And frequently what is dangerous is something where everybody looks at the top level and says, oh, this is pretty good. But David Trainer digs in.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
And they find out that when you look at it from the bottom up, starting at the footnotes level, it is not attractive as other people think. In fact, it is downright dangerous. If you want to learn more about how it works, newconstructs.com, on Twitter, at newconstructs. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Carbonite.
Danger, danger.
Carbonite. It's ticker symbol CARB, and this is a company that my audience might be familiar with because they do, you know, data protection stuff, and you sometimes hear them advertising. So what's the problem here?
Overvalued stock, no profitability, dying business model, founders are quit.
Okay.
In
a nutshell, good, we're all done. We can, no. Let's take those on one at a time, because valuation for you is not like, hey, it's gotten ahead of itself and it's priced wrong on sentiment. For you, valuation is always about what the numbers are telling you or not telling you. So obviously, there's something ugly in the pricing, right?
Yeah. So to justify $19 a share, they got to grow profits at over 10% compounded annually for 20 years.
And you said no profits here.
They don't have profits right now, but the market's expecting to grow them by 10% compounded annually for 20 years. And their profits have been flat to negative over the last several years. And the marketplace is only getting more competitive. Think about all the new entries in this backup storage space. Not just small firms, but bigger firms as well. You know, it's not like there's a lot of barriers to entry to that, you know? Set up a website, put up a few servers. That's why we have so many people in this space. And maybe that's why the founders took off to go start other businesses.
Is that recent enough that that's part of why you think this stock is particularly dangerous now? I mean, how close is that to being a catalyst for you?
It's not a catalyst right now. I mean, they're still in the board of directors, and I don't think they left very, very recently. It's just another red flag that says, hey, they're raising capital for a cloud storage startup called Wasabi to compete against Amazon Web Services. It's going to take most of their attention. It's no longer at Carbonite. Their legacy business, the consumer backup business, and that's definitely in decline. Now they're repositioning to business continuity and disaster recovery, but that's all through acquisition. And acquisitions tend to be ineffective allocations of capital. People tend to overpay most of the time, which is what we've seen here with Carbonite. But they're also difficult. Integration is often overlooked, and it's not an easy thing to do. And those aren't exactly uncrowded businesses either, disaster recovery and business continuity. So there's just way more downside than upside at the end of the day.
I know that you don't like takeover plays, that you don't like saying, hey, the reason to buy a company or hold a stock is that you think it'll be taken out. But wouldn't that be the logical conclusion here? Somebody who wants to get into this business would rather buy something that's established than have to start from scratch. Wouldn't that be potentially something that'll save shareholders?
The white knight coming in to save the day, certainly a possibility. Is it one you want to make a bet on, a big bet? I don't think so. It's a very fragmented space. I'm looking at a chart from the report, and I think there's like 15 or 20 companies in the space. I don't know why they buy Carbonite versus anyone else. I don't think they have that much of a competitive advantage. Don't know how expensive it is to really get into this space. There's some upfront capital, certainly, but is it cheaper to build versus buy? I think at the current valuation, absolutely cheaper to build versus to buy something as expensive as a Carbonite.
Is there a specific catalyst you see that would lead things down? I know the catalyst is always hard, but I mean, is this a case of the market's going to wake up when these guys have an earnings miss or something along those lines?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. I mean, you know, even when sometimes they do show chinks in the armor. I mean, we've seen certain stocks still go up. Netflix is a great example a couple quarters ago, and they said, oh, don't pay attention to subscriber growth anymore. Pay attention to this operating margin number, which was artificially inflated because of a cutback in new content spending. And then, of course, it went right back down the next quarter, and they said, let's focus back on subscriber growth. Or I don't even know what they said to focus on last time.
What is a fair value here? If 19 isn't it, what is?
You know, even if they can do 18% growth for a decade, we're talking $13 a share. If you cut that to 10 over a decade, we're closer to high single digits. So I think, look, 50% downside here is probably not out of the question, or less, right? I mean, their legacy business is in decline. They're buying other companies to get into other businesses. It's just not a bad, it's not a good place to be.
It's Carbonite, and yeah, it's not a good place to be when it's in the danger zone, and you could be headed for trouble if you wind up buying it. Carbonite Incorporated, ticker symbol CARB, currently trading at about $19. David says in a best case scenario, it's worth about $13, and you heard all the reasons why. David, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again next week. Actually,
thank
David,
you.
We'll talk to you in 2 weeks because next week's Labor Day, so we're going to take Monday off.
Okay, well, you have a great Labor Day, and it was great being with you, Chuck.
Absolutely. David Trainer, everybody. And if you didn't hear all the reasons for Carbonite, or you want more on why they're thinking Carbonite is in trouble, well, go to newconstructs.com because they blog about their danger zone picks, and you can get more information there. newconstructs.com on Twitter, @newconstructs. Up next, it's the Market Call. Mark Yusko from Morgan Creek Asset Management will be here when we return.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.